welcome to Europe, to Germany, and particularly to Bremen, Junie Kelly. It's a pleasure to meet you. You've been on tour for a few days already, and how did it go?
Well, so far it's been lovely, you know, and this is my first time using a Europe-based band, because I believe in giving people opportunities to give them to highlight their, you know, their skill. And so far it's been rough, but it's getting better. I decided to use a Europe band this time around because since I've been coming here from 2000, I've been watching the progress, the steady progress of musicians here, you know, and it's definitely getting better, you know. I didn't do it because I don't have a band. I do have a band, but I like to see other youths get a chance, you know, an opportunity for some other artists who, you know, their thing is low budget and they're trying to promote their stuff, can have options. When the big bands don't want to take them on because the money is too small, the little band in Europe can do the job, you know, so.
Yes, that was actually one of my questions, because I know you've been in Europe. Have you toured other countries lately?
Yes, I've just been back from New Zealand and Australia. It was wonderful, wonderful. I did 5 shows there, one in Sydney, you know, and actually two in Sydney, and it was beautiful, awesome. It was an open field, and you know, the vibe was right. And
wow,
first time there, it was lovely. I never knew that reggae was that big, you know, over there. It's really growing, yeah.
Yes. Have you been to the east of Europe?
No. I've been requested to come to the east, but the thing is, every time I get requested to go to the east of Europe, I've already signed some contract to go somewhere else, you know. So it's just the timing.
Yes, sure. There's always a summertime when it's really busy, and the festivals are going. Are you going to be here for festivals this year?
Yes, definitely. I'm on everyone this year, finally. Yeah, so it's going to be a 6-week tour, you know, touring, getting all the festivals, Oslo, everywhere.
Okay, I look forward to seeing you again then. So with this experience in touring, where do you think reggae stands at the moment globally?
Reggae is what it is. Reggae is from the people, for the people, by the people. And when it's thought-provoking in any way at all, and it is always going to be undermined and pushed to the side, and it's been that way since Bob, you know, because this music, it means so much to so many people, even some people that don't even realize how much this music is fighting for them in every way this music can. So as long as there is, you know, hardship, crime, you know, hatred, bigotry, as long as there's oppression, this music is important, and it definitely is growing. And give thanks for the internet, you know, and the MySpace, you know, and the Google, you know, the spreading of the message. It's more global now, you know. Once upon a time it was only word of mouth and you know, and it was immigrants that migrates from, you know, different part of Europe, England, and spread it further and further, you know, abound. So now with the internet, it's just one click, and you know, and they're in tune with what's going on. And so I must give thanks for that, because the big company is not gonna take up the battle, not gonna take up the baton and help us. So with the internet, you know, free internet, you go on and you can get what you want. And trust me, the reggae is growing because of that, astronomically, yeah.
Yes, I find that, I must say, and I'm really happy for it, because I'm a real fan, have been for years. Another question. You know, you mentioned the violence in the show. What is your stance on reggae artists promoting violence in their songs?
Well, that's a good question. I honestly can't understand why, you know. You know, in Jamaica, when the artist trying to, we call it boss, you know, get on the scene, some of the artists out of desperation will do, you know, stuff that is unethical, you know, and go against every moral, you know, fiber in his or her body. But just to go on the scene, they will do some crazy stuff. But it's not the young artist who is trying to boss is doing it. It's the artists that are well established are spreading this madness through the music. And I say it's ridiculous, it's preposterous, it's ludicrous, it's madness, it's sickening. It makes me want to throw up, because how can you tell someone that you've been slinging your gun from you were going to school? You know, it's madness. And they are saying that, you know, oh, dancehall music and reggae artists doing gun songs and promoting violence. And no, it's just music. I beg to differ, because whatever you speak from your mouth, and you have a podium to deliver that speech, people are going to take it for what it is and feel like that's how it is now. So children live what they learn, you understand? And all the world is a stage. And as I say, a guy or a girl, a man or a woman need to know what is more important to you. You know, sell your soul for the dollar and watch the work that you created help to destroy the world. It's madness. I think each individual as an artist, you know, need to look within themselves and value themselves, you know, because at the end of the day, we want to have karma. We want to look in the mirror and not afraid of our reflection, you know. At the end of the day, they might not see that now, but when they get older and they realize the contribution that they have created within reggae or dancehall, it's you know, it's negative, you know, music that your grandmother can't even listen to, music that no respectable person would listen to. That's no contribution at all, you know. That's damaging an industry that was there long before you. You know, damaging an industry that a lot of people support, love, and feed on, you know, all because of your selfish standpoint, you know, selfish goals and ambition, you know. This music, I would love to help it more and more every day, because it has given me, and all I want to do is contribute, you know. I want to leave my mark, and they say, yes, Junior Kelly, you know, he was a really good person, both in and outside. I know it's very hard. We're living in times where things get rough and people will say crazy things, yeah? But, you know, all of us are work in progress. Some are there, some are almost there, and some will never get there, you know? So, you know, it's really mad. I hate it very, very much. And I hope that one day they will see themselves. And I think with pressure from corporate Jamaica, stop highlighting these artists on the billboards and have them endorsing their products, it would really deal a big blow on their part, and they realize that, you know, this we need to stop it, because the youths are learning and listening from it and going out there and acting out these songs, you know, and all these hatred within the song, you know. It's crazy, it's madness. And for an artist to say, no, my song is just my song, we just do a music and that's it, you know. No, word is not win. It takes root. And people really latch on to it, especially the young kids, you know.
Yes, that's what I think. Some artists might say that their songs with the violence in it may be autobiographical, as you explained. But I wanted to ask you, are your songs autobiographical?
Yes, yeah, you know, it's... Like the last song I did, Jah Will Be There For Me, you know, I just couldn't stay out there no longer, you know. I would have definitely I was breaking down, you know. From my, the way I was brought up, you know, in my environment, some would say, you know, breaking down in any way for a man, it's a sign of weakness, you know. But this music that I do is so spiritual. You don't even know what's happening to you. it does take you somewhere, you know. No walls exist, no air, no nothing. You're just there, you know, like a dream, and you can't stop shaking and you can't stop expressing yourself, you know. Yet to get used to that feeling on stage, you know. I guess I'll never get used to it. But yeah, my songs are meaningful not only to me, because I write songs to depict, you know, people that are going through a particular thing. I write my songs about what I am going through. And the funny thing about what I'm going through, some of the time, you know, 88% of the time, other people are going through the same thing, because I've always have to keep myself in check and know that, listen, I'm here to do a work and I'm only human. And things I go through, I'm not the only one who's going to go through it. There are other people who is really gaining the strength, you know, and the courage to carry on with the words I am using in my songs. So some of it is what I've been through and some of it is what others been through, you know.
I can relate to that. I really feel it in your songs, I must say. So that answers part of my next question, which was, who inspires you? I know that Bob Marley inspired you, of course, because you sang two Marley songs today. And are there any people around you, and which famous people inspire you, famous people who live now, perhaps?
Yeah. Well, you know. Well, you have quite a few, actually, you know. Ken Booth, I've been around him, and there's certain qualities and certain vibes, the way he delivers his music, you know, that, you know, compels me to, when you watch a elder artist delivering the way, you know, a young artist should be delivering, you know, it drives you to, you know, to be better. And I'm a perfectionist, and I'm my worst critic. I, you know, I'm very critical of my work, and I have like others like Burning Spear, Israel Vibration, you know, and you have like people like even Bonnie Wheeler, who love to say that he's the only living Wheeler, you know, only living legend. He's very articulate when he is expressing what is on his mind, you know, and you can learn from these elders. I all my life I've been around elders, you know, because people in my age group don't really, you find only a handful or less that really really gravitate to a certain thing, you know. And if I learn it from the elders and teach it to them or show it to them, it look like I'm coming with some bull, you know. But when I bring them to the elders, now then it will take root. So I spend most of my time with my elders. And otherwise from, you know, famous people that I really, you know, admire and those who inspire me, you know. I have a brethren that's been around me for ages, you know. And from the suffering days when there was nothing, he's sitting right behind you. His DJ name is Kengdi, but his correct name is what I call a Babylonian name, in government name, is Desmond Brown, yeah, you know. So, yeah, for two things, always encouraging me, you know, in the right way and the right direction. He's older than I am, and you know when you want to say something but you can't say it correctly, and from out of nowhere, Desmond would just get it right, you know. And he's not a brother who is a yes man or somebody, because a lot of artists, they have a lot of people around them doing a lot of stuff, you know, some hangabouts, and I don't keep hangabouts. I don't have this big entourage wasting time, you know. You have to mean something. You have to be, I'm not going to, I need somebody who can talk to me man to man, you know, and say, Kelly, I think that was wrong. And I, as a person, for sure, humility, you know, you're right. Because what we artists tend not to use as much as we should is, you know, I was wrong. You know, it's so easy. You know, because you don't always write. Sometimes you can be wrong, you know. Error in judgment. You know, and my mother and my father, they're stars for me. But, you know, that's in my world. Because they've stayed together, you know, through the rough times, you know, grow up poor, you know, in the ghetto, and they're still living together. And I think that's one of the reasons why I love to write love songs, you know, express myself and show love, you know, because I've seen it in the way they brought me up and in the way they show love and respect to themselves, you know, and to each other, you know. So that's it.
And you do it so well, I must say. I really love your love songs. That brings me to the next question. What is it that inspires you to write a song? How do you write? Do you hear a rhythm and something comes to your mind?
Well, your questions are refreshing, I must say. Yes, trust me. It's a little of both, you know. I like when I was on stage and I say, put up your hand for me, know you burn marijuana, wanna, wanna, wanna. It's since I've been on the road, this trip, it came about, you know. Music is, and vibe and energy and melody comes from anywhere in the audience. You can feel a vibe on stage, backstage, in the dressing room, at the hotel, up in 30,000 feet in the sky. You know, I am blessed, and I must say, give thanks to the Almighty for my ability to do that. And even Skeng, the person behind you, he is articulate when it comes down to, you know, creating lyrics too. Some of the time I'm approached with the rhythm, and then I, you know, I get advice from it, because each rhythm tells a story. Each rhythm carries own energy, and you know, that's why another thing, no producer must not tell an artist what to put on a particular rhythm. That's like telling Van Gogh what to paint, you know. It doesn't work that way. You have an empty canvas. The rhythm is the empty canvas, and you don't know what you're going to put on it until that last minute, that last split second, the melody, everything just comes to you. You know, sometimes it comes in bits and pieces. Sometimes it comes all the way, you know. But it starts. It initiates. And that initiate, it just move from that, you know what I mean? So some of it, you will go in the studio and you have your own melody already, and then the musician create the rhythm around what you have to say. And some of it is the other way. Yeah.
All right. So when you're in the studio, like you said, you meet other artists, of course, and the last album was a combination album. So are there any more plans, or would you love to have combinations with particular artists?
Yeah, that's well. This new album that I'm going to have out next month. It's entitled Prince of Roots. Around 18 beautiful tracks, and we're gonna have Queen Afrika and myself on that track. A tune just start playing right now on the radio. That song is called, you know, Too Late. You know, it's a love song. Yeah, you know, and that song that I did tonight, Missing You, with the sister, she resides in Jamaica now, you know, currently. She's from New York. Her mother is Jamaican, African, living in Jamaica, and her father is from Gambia. So, you know, her name is Barbie. That's her stage name. And I did that song, You're Missing You, with her, which get, you know, numerous airplay. So that song, you know, Missing You and Too Late, will be on Prince of Roots.
Lovely. I didn't know there was an album coming, so of course you took my question away from me again. But that's great. I love to hear it. So when you come on tour, you're going to bring the album and play all the tracks when you're on the festivals?
Actually, what I do, which is my strategy off the record, my strategy is, because I don't want nobody to use my strategy. If you write it down, somebody might steal my strategy. But I mean, what I do is, if I have a new album coming up, what I do is, on this set, I give them teasers, you know, give them an insight, a sneak preview into the new album. Like Whip Them Ja is on the new album, Missing You is on the new album, How Could I Walk Away, you know, is on the new album. you know. So and that last song, Jah Will Be There, is on a new album. So you know, you're introducing some new songs before the album come out. So by the time the album come out, and you're hitting them with new songs, they are getting acquainted to some of the songs on Prince of Roots long before it is scheduled to come out.
It's a great idea. I find that people do that on the internet as well. As I listen to internet radio, also from Jamaica. So is there anyone you have on your mind who you think will make it big?
Yeah, a youth named Pressure is on the scene now. You know Pressure? Yeah, good vocals, you know, strong energy. And definitely reach further, you know, in the industry. Definitely. To date, right off the bat, it's the only one I can, you know, really see where, you know, some of them, they're not sure yet because they don't pick a target. Pressure picks his target and he's moving towards it. Because when you pick one target and you don't saturate your beam, what happens is you will able to you hit the target, and then when you move on, now you can spread it a little more. So it has to be concentrated, and right now Pressure has it concentrated. Yeah.
Thank you. I will look into that, and I'm sure I'll hear lots from him when you say so. Do you have plans for the future? That's an obvious question. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Writing stories and writing movie scripts. Directing short movies. I want to start small first, and then move from there. You know, I mean, it's two M's: is movies and music. You know, and they coincide. It's a relationship. It's a marriage. You know, an official marriage, but everybody knows it's a marriage. So, I'm working with the two M's. I start off with music. Of course, I would love to, you know, be able to win the Grammy before I am 60. You know, we need some to see more people doing roots music winning the Grammy at a young age. I mean, young age, early in their career, and it's not affiliated with the Marleys, because the music is big. Come on, it's gonna outlast all of us. So I don't want to be given a Grammy when I'm 70. Because of lifetime achievement. No, I want it because Grammy and stuff like that is recognition for your work, and it helps you. And then it not only do that, but when young artists see that, they're inspired. Say, yes, I can actually win a Grammy at my age, you know. So it's not a selfish thing. It's not about me, you know. It's about we, us, you know. So and not only that, you know, of course, a gold record or a platinum, but you know the type of music that I do, you know, chances are I might not, but I can't rule it out, you know. But definitely I have some stories that I I've created, and I sketch them down, you know. I have a little Walkman, and I, you know, get down the ideas for the short stories, the script, because I really want to go into that. But I want to, when I'm going into it, you know, it's no mistake, that target again, hitting it. Yeah,
that's a wonderful idea. I think you're totally right about the music and the movies going together. Yes. Do you have a favorite song of another artist, and which one is your favorite song of your songs?
Well, Pressure, let me give you some love and affection. You got my attention. What a selection. That's his. Okay. For me now, you know, all of them are my babies. You know, I gave birth to them. So, you know, as a mother and a father of my creation, you know, it's kind of hard for me to choose one. Loving one of your kids more than the other, you know, I can't do that. You know, it's for people to choose. I enjoy watching people choosing, you know, watching everybody congregate. And say, I like that one because of that. And somebody said, no, that's not my favorite. It's good, but this one is mine. I enjoy. Actually get inspired to write and create more when I watch and listen people speak about, you know, my contribution and the songs that they love. So I don't have a favorite per se. Each one of my songs move me, you know, in different ways, you know.
Yes, well, I couldn't pick a favorite one of yours either. I'm sorry. It's been such a pleasure meeting you, and the show tonight was so great. You mingling with the crowd, that was a surprise. That was a great vibe.
Intimate, you know, it's intimate, and some of the time we artists need to understand that, listen, these people journey for miles to come and listen to you and what you have to say to them, you know. Shake a few hands, hug a few people, dance with them, let them know that we are the same, you know. I don't do that because of image building. I do that because what I feel at a given moment, you know, say, you know, I need to go down there and greet some people and smile and sing with them, you know, and dance with them. Yeah.
Definitely. The Bremen Massive appreciates it, I'm sure. They were very happy to see you, and I know there were people from other cities traveled to Bremen to see you as well. So thank you for coming and being here. I hope we can see you again soon.
Thanks for having me. I know that my name in Bremen will get bigger and bigger, you know, and, you know, I hope one day I will come and pack the stadium.
I hope so too, because reggae music's got to get bigger. That's right.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. It's refreshing. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Bless.